Blog Talk Radio.
There is no earthly way of knowing.
Good man is on fire.
Which direction we are going?
Narek El Camino. It would have been DWI.
We have reached a tipping point.
And we're going to have a couple of run-ins, and this is going to be a ridiculous show, talking about all of the great stuff happening this weekend. Oh, my God. And who is your guide here on the River Styx of wrestling? Why, your boatman, your number one boatman, is Larry Goodman, and I, of course, am Stephen Platinum, just a little peon demon on the side. How are you doing tonight, Larry?
Well, now, that's a new one, the River Styx boatman. That is inventive.
Keeping it fresh, baby. Keeping it fresh.
Yeah. How you been?
So how are you doing tonight, Larry? Lots of stuff to talk about.
I am good. We've got a pretty big weekend coming up here in wrestling, and we've got some folks from these shows to talk about it. So should be interesting.
This is such a crazy week of wrestling. I mean, that Raw last night, Larry, to me, was bananas. I don't even think most people grasp how insane that show was. But to me, it was one of the craziest, hot-shottingest, like, you know, I'm smelling something on the WWE that I have not smelled before. And people are mistaking it with quality. I'm not saying it wasn't good in parts, but I have never seen them this desperate in recent years. Just
it did goose the ratings to some degree for them. So maybe that'll hopefully relieve some of that desperation. They have Roman come over and do his first match over there. Two matches, actually, with the six-man in the main event for the first time in 2 years. Yeah, I think they're feeling some heat.
Yeah, to get 170,000 more people. Really interesting. And of course, AEW is coming out swinging this week, right?
Yeah.
Even the Dark tonight. 14 matches, including 3 matches that I would actually call competitive. Like, normally the Tuesday night Dark show is squash-o-rama, but they're actually throwing up some heat. So I'm curious. I mean, what is that Arthur Ashe show going to be? That thing is
I can hardly wait. I am psyched for that.
And then tonight, I think a big test for NXT. We saw the different direction that they're going in. Assuming I can take some Dramamine before the show, I'll be happy to watch it.
Hey, I listened, of course, to Full Disclosure, as I always do, and I listened with interest to the section where you began talking about the award prospects coming up as we're finish almost the third quarter of the year here. I had a couple things to toss back at you in a couple of categories. So, you know, you mentioned that, you know, Danny Jordan, 3 years in a row, top female performer. Who else is in there? You know, one name that I think is sneaking in there is Rekha Tahaka. Because she's worked at least 3 different promotions, maybe 4 now, and had good matches and getting good responses. So I think she deserves some consideration.
You know where else she's showing up to? She is showing up on Impact. So I don't think she's long for the scene. And so you can make a very strong argument, you know, if she gets the Impact job. that she should be up for female performer because she's really cut her teeth by and large at two places, and that's AEW and that's Georgia.
So. Yeah, and she's got a uniqueness factor. She's athletic. She's good looking. She's got a lot going for her. There's no doubt about it.
I'm a fan.
Speaking of women, you mentioned this, but let's give another shout out to Dimension De Rose winning the Shine title. Nice.
So cool. Happened in Clearwater, Florida, where I frequent. It seems like they have a pretty good thing going on at that venue. That's like at a bar and grill, but it's kind of outdoors. It's covered, but it's mostly outdoors and. Seems like they got a good thing going on there. They did an FIP show there, and now they've done Shine. So that's their new location. I think they're not going to do shows in the Orpheum in Ybor City anymore. So they're going to be in Clearwater, which is a nice spot. Maybe I'll go check them out at some point.
Question, who books Shine now?
I think it's a WWN thing.
Okay.
So that would be... you know, the usual cast of characters, right? I think it would be Sal, not Georgia Sal, but Sal Hominer, I don't know his last name, but that cat.
I've never known how to pronounce his name. I never figured it out. But anyway, continue.
Me neither. He also has some of the stupidest political opinions of all time and sports opinions, so I try to not look at his page because it's just going to frustrate me and make me like him less. So I stay far away. But he knows his wrestling, and I have no doubt that Ron Neamey had a hand in getting them that spot. He just has a knack. That man owns Florida. That man knows where to go. That man knows everybody. So I think he hooked them up pretty well.
One other category, a couple names came to mind in the most improved. And
please.
This is like just from beginning of this year to now, just – the greatest degree of improvement because they were starting from such a young place in the business. One would be Robin Renegade. Well, both Renegade sisters, but probably Robin a little more than Charmin, and Hunter James.
Oh, Hunter James is a great choice, too. So you were really impressed with the Renegades at that AWE show, weren't you?
Yeah, and part of it was the spacing between not seeing them really wrestle since the action show at the very beginning. Excuse me, not the action. The AWE show at the beginning of this year and then seeing them again on Sunday night. Whoa.
That is stunning because I saw them, I think, at a GIPW show a few months ago, and they sucked. So if you're telling me they're good now, that's good enough for me. They should be one of the nominees for most improved. So we'll see if somebody puts them up there.
Yeah, I mean they were in with Rena Tucker and Amber Rodriguez with people with more experience, and they still, you know, there's rough spots. But there's also a lot of good stuff because they're athletic and they get the facial expression stuff I see good things there. So yeah, you know,
and it helps round out the women that are working in the state, and I think that's really important because I mean we would struggle if we came up with five names. We would have struggled to come up with five names not that long ago. But then you know you mentioned Reka Tahaka, and then you have them. All of a sudden, you have kind of more well-rounded female wrestling scene in Georgia, and that's fantastic.
Because, I mean, you got Chelonce Royal, who's getting around to a bunch of different places and doing good work. But, yeah, like you say, for a list, no, we did not have a list.
Because you remember last year, was it last year or even the year before, where I sort of proposed, women's wrestling really sucks. And then people were like, but Steve, and I'm like, oh, fine, you want to have a panel? And they're like, yeah, we could have a panel. And I was like, okay, I'm going to have nothing to do with it at this point and watch this thing die. And it did. Because at the end of the day, you can't defend shit. And there was basically, I mean, when you're talking five people or less of quality, that's not a scene, right? That's not a division. That's not anything. But now it's becoming more viable. I see new names pop up all the time. Rose pops up, and I think that that's really cool. You know, Andy Ripley. I think all these people, as they continue to improve, we're going to see this scene rounded out, and we're going to see women booked in more prominent positions, and that's important too.
Yeah, because it's still too sparse for anybody to have, like, a women's division. They're still treated as attractions because there just aren't enough women to do any kind of a division or much, you know, to do even programs to much extent in terms of getting women back often enough to do something. Now, I know Southern Honor is doing that with Tahaka and Danny. So
right.
Good for them, but there's not too much else like that going on anywhere.
And Ravina and Brooklyn are now going to kind of have a thing, right, in a mixed tag. So they're starting to get that going. And then IWE, of course, Danny Jordan's their champion. And so they bring in a different girl to wrestle her every show. She's going to wrestle yet somebody else. Mazzie Blue, I think, maybe, on Saturday. And so that's cool, but like you said, I mean, nobody has a division. Remember when everybody thought they did? So all these women champions popped up, and I just laughed. I just went, because we've got three? Like, what's going on?
So you'll be making your way back to Georgia this coming weekend then for IWE?
I will indeed, yes. I will be there at IWE in Augusta, Georgia on Saturday. And I know, I mean, it's a fantastic show, right? It's fantastic. But, we got to wonder what that crowd's going to be like. I would say if they got over 200, if they got well over 200, that they were in good shape. Because the way things have gone for people lately, it's a tough road to hoe for just about everybody right now.
Yeah. Unless you're Tyler up there in Chatsworth doing that show at the high school.
Shout out to him for drawing 440 on Friday. I mean, that is a major accomplishment.
Yeah, and this is not to disparage anybody else, but, I mean, Rampage was working with a school. Scenic City has worked with schools, and they didn't get any, you know, he's got something going there to get those. And correct me if I'm wrong, that's the second year in a row when he's done a big crowd with that school.
Yes. And, I mean, and part of it is he never went away, right? He was one of the few promotions that almost never stopped. And he's run consistently, and the talent has gotten better, and he tells some stories in there, and he's clearly committed to what he's doing there. And you get rewarded, you know? You get rewarded on the back end, and you get rewarded with loyalty from the guys because he never stopped booking them. So all credit due because he's a young man, but he obviously has it going on.
Well, and there's certainly something to be said for consistency, and he's been nothing but consistent with running shows up there. You know, cranking them out on a regular schedule without fail, and one of the first to start back, if not the first to start back, during the COVID era. So good for that guy.
That's right. Stuff and AWE, nice to see them back in the saddle. I hadn't realized when you said it was the first show that they've really run, because we don't count the, you know, being part of the convention. That's not really their thing. I mean, that's not their show per se. So they haven't run since January. Is that right?
That's right, because they actually were going to be out of the live event business, and the Southern Fried Gaming thing was going to be their absolute last hurrah, and that was going to be it. And then they had that TV, what was the hell were they going to do? Some sort of that Jimmy Rave thing?
Right.
And that fell
away.
Yeah, that came a few months later, but nothing ever came of that. And I don't remember seeing any videos. And then I thought, well, that's it for them. But actually, what they did in January was supposed to be the start of these loud tapings. But at that point, it was going to be that syndicated TV thing. But as you pointed out, taking it in-house and not doing Fight TV or IWTV and bringing it in-house and with the Patreon, that's a great way to do it.
Yeah, I thought that they were brilliant to have their Patreon people be able to be the one who could live stream the show. And you know what? I'm going to – because Murder and Josh listen to this show. I'm just going to say it. I'll say it again. Do a fucking live show. do it every month and have it be the show that it used to be, in the sense that it's the show that the boys wanted to be a part of, right, Larry?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they wanted to be around for it. How many guys were just standing around to watch the show, right?
Right.
When Angels was there, all these guys are there. When you're the show that the boys want to hang out at, you don't stop doing that show for some cockamamie idea. For all the good stuff Murder and Josh think of, they think of three stupid ideas. I said it. And they got to learn to discern which ones work and which ones don't. Run a fucking wrestling show. Get that crowd up to 200 or more. Have that good vibe. All those guys from that Facebook group I belong to, the Nation of African American Wrestlers that support, I mean, when those guys show up in force and they're, you know, drinking and smoking weed, having a good damn time, that's the vibe that you want. Most people would kill for that atmosphere at their wrestling shows. So for God's sakes, do a show. And if you have other projects that you think of, don't abandon the thing that works for the thing that probably won't. That's just stupid. Keep doing your monthly show and figure out a way to parlay off of that live show. That's my advice.
And they did another smart thing. They, you know, a young professor who's a really good ring announcer said, like, it's okay, we're going to be here third Sunday every month. Okay, if they could just stick to that and run every third Sunday every month, yeah, let's see what happens.
It's wonderful.
Well,
and you know what? Show of the year, I get why it's on December 26th. Don't do it on fucking December 20th. Just do it on the third Sunday. Call it show of the year. Dedicate it to your father and let it be that. Like,
yeah.
This thing of, like, I get it, but at the same time, you just got to adapt. Just be glad that you're getting to do that show and get the biggest crowd in there because people want to love them. That's a huge advantage. There's a lot of groups where that's not necessarily the case, you know, where, like, hundreds of people, they're plus or minus every show. AWE, they have that core group that if they believe that they're going to do a show consistently, they will show up and they will bring a friend. Other groups beg, right? Bring a friend, bring two people, bring three people. AWE is one of the few groups that doesn't have to beg, that people want them to succeed. So just be consistent and they will continue to come. That's what I think.
Steve, I think we've got our first guest has graced us with his presence in the green room. I believe this is him. Let's get him on here. We've got IWN promoter Dwayne Bell joining us tonight. He's got three shows coming up over the next 2 weeks: Warner Robins,
what?
Georgia, Dothan, Alabama, and then in Hanceville up near Birmingham. With some name people on these cards, let's talk to this guy and find out what's going on. Dwayne Bell, welcome.
Hey guys, how
to
you
the
doing?
Tipping Point. We're good.
I'm doing great, Dwayne. How are you, man?
Oh, working my ass off, man, with these three shows coming up.
I bet.
I guess so.
Yep.
Dwayne,
well,
what
I appreciate you guys
of
having me on here, number one. I really appreciate
absolutely
you guys. You know, I'm really looking forward to it. So, yes, what you got?
Dwayne, I got to ask you, like, you know, wrestling at one point, and this was, I'm talking like a month or two ago, seemed like it was red hot. Now crowds have fallen off a little bit, and there could be a bunch of reasons for that, football or whatever. But does that make you nervous going in? Because you're going big, right? You've got the sponsors.
Yes, sir.
You're learning from show to show what to do. What is your expectations as far as anything for these three shows coming up, as far as crowd,
you know, that's like today. I had somebody
that kind of thing.
Well, I had somebody ask me today, "What's your ticket sales?" I don't know. I don't check them. I have my group that handles that part. Number one, I don't want that in my mind because if you get that in your mind, then you start stressing. But I don't know. I don't stress. Larry's very familiar with me. I've ran shows before back in the day. Been 13 years. I was out of the business, and I'm back in the business with IWN. And we are coming big. We're not looking to try to be an independent. We want to be a TV show. So no, we're not really looking at that like that. I don't know why the crowds are falling off. I know when I was going to some shows, when I was kind of scouting guys to kick off my first show, crowds was way up, and they have went down some. I'm thinking maybe school going back, the pandemic, people worried about their kids. I think the pandemic's playing maybe a little part of all that. But for the most part, I mean, I think the fans are going to get back out and go now that school's kind of kicked off and they know where that stands. I think a crowd, you know, crowd will get back out with us.
Cool.
Well, you know, to me, Warner Robins is an interesting choice. I mean, it's a little more affluent area than some areas of Georgia. But let me start with that. Like, how are you choosing what markets you're going to go into with your shows?
I'm actually familiar. I'm going to the Civic Center. One reason I picked the Civic Center, years ago, me and my tag team partner, Randy Harris, had wrestled down there against the Burke brothers and Ivan Koloff, Wahoo McDaniel, Tommy Rich. They had a big crowd. I mean, there was a big crowd down there at night. And I liked that place. And, you know, I was trying to find a place that we could shoot TV out. Now, we are going to be back there October the 23rd, and we will be back there November the 20th. I have booked them dates solid. But the big thing I'm wanting to really announce with you guys is, you know, like I said, I'm not trying to be. So we're actually planning a big show in Dothan, Alabama on January 29th at the Civic Center there. And we're going all out. Production, I know your guy Larry was there. We did a very big production at McDonald's. We're doing big production here Saturday night. And Teddy Long, I've hired Teddy Long to run my dressing room, him and Mac Davis. So I have really no control of the guys they're going to book anymore at this point. So I'm taking it that way. I'm trying to put something really solid together. But we're going big come January 29th. That's going to be, I'm calling it my kickoff show. These shows are just preparing us for the big one, and we're coming.
That's a really nice building. I got a chance to go to one show at that Dothan Civic Center. That's a really that's right downtown there in Dothan. That's a nice space. But
it's really, really nice. Yes, sir. Yes,
yeah.
Sir. I think you said we're right at 5,000 people, and we're going to shoot the packet out. I mean, we're going to bring the people. I really believe in Teddy, and, you know, he's showing me a lot, which I've known Teddy for 30 years, you know. So, I mean, it's like I think I'm building a good, you know, good core in my office and everything. And, you know, I do all the promotion stuff, and because that's what I own now in the promotion business. I do a lot of concerts and stuff as well. So, you know, I've kind of hooked up with some good corporate sponsors that are fishing to jump in with us after the first year, and we're really going to do our best to put the best shows on. That's all we can do.
Dwayne, what did you learn from the McDonough show that you're applying going forward, like things you want to keep doing and things you wanted that you decided you needed to change based on that first show?
Brother, there were so many things needed to change. We were so disorganized. It was funny. Me and Matt were sitting there. We were having to get up, leave the commentating table to go back there because in amongst that whole day of it, setting everything up and dealing with all the production and everything like that, it was pretty stressful. I mean, we were so unorganized. But the thing, we put it together. We come through it. I believe we had a really great show. People enjoyed it. You know, we had about 200, 250 people there. We expected more, but you always expect more, you know. But I think what I'm going to do going forward is, one thing, make sure that my stuff is organized when I come to the production part of it, because that means a lot to putting out the best product on TV. And that's why I pretty much got Mac. He's handling that, and along with Teddy too. So, and we've got things are going to go 100% better this time. We've straightened a whole lot of stuff out. So I'm really looking forward to this weekend myself. I think it's going to be good. We got Gallows down there too. You know, Gallows coming down. He's going to be our special guest on our commentating that night. So that's going to be pretty cool. And Chase Stevens is coming, making his debut with us. And, so looking forward to it, man. I mean, you know, I don't think I'm going to change too much of what I just, like I said, the production's the biggest part. I think once we get the production down and line all that up, I think it's going to go pretty smooth.
Now, I know you live streamed the first one, and I know there were some issues with the camera work and stuff on that live stream. Are you live streaming from Warner Robins?
No, we're going to pre-tape everything and put it on our app, which the app is called Magic Media. We actually own it. We have our own streaming too. And we've done got that stuff worked out. But yeah, and a big thing I'd like to announce too, here in about 2 weeks, we'll be releasing our website. We have a website, it's a social media site, and it's an event site. So it's going to be open for all pro wrestlers, anybody doing events to use. And like I said, social media, we're going to have our own TV station on it as well. So that will be, we're waiting on Apple to give us the okay on that. We've done been approved by Android, and that's really the one thing on cue crowd. You guys can actually go there and check it out. It's onqcrowd.com. And join up. Mm. As soon as Apple gives us our app, you'll be able to join it. And, you know, like I said, we've got our own. We've been messengers done been tested. And so it's there ready to go. And that's what we're going to push to is our own TV station.
So you'll stream the show through there afterwards, after it airs? Is
yes,
that...
sir.
Oh,
yes, sir.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
Ooh.
We have it set up to do that. And here's the thing. Here's the thing, guys. I want to clear some one thing, too. I'm out for everybody. I want everybody like WWA over at Bill Gamble over in Dothan. He's working along with me. He's got a couple matches kicking off our night. It's my show, but I brought a couple of guys. And I want my TV station to be there for other organizations, too. I want it to be there for concerts. I mean, that's why I built this thing. That's why me and all my partners did what we did. So we're going to want that for everybody, you know. And just as soon as, you know, it gets there, we're going to push it out to everybody. So, yep.
Hey, Dwayne, I see we got a caller on the line here. I have a feeling I know who this is. Somebody associated with this show. Is this
they call it a run-in or a special appearance, but I told Larry a couple of weeks ago I'm not dead yet.
Dan Masters. That's right.
Some people say Dan Masters. Other people know me as the illegitimate son of Big Daddy of the Southside Trash. One more time, we roll again into Warner Robins this Saturday. You're damn right. I'll be there.
I'm excited, buddy. I'm looking forward to seeing you.
Listen,
yeah,
I got my Botox injection, I got my Just for Men hair dye, and I'm ready to jump on the plane from California. The only promotion, promoter, and commission that would have the guts to bring me back, the kahunas, and I'm going after one thing,
and that's
Georgia Wrestling History Announcer of the Year one more time.
Look at this. I'm glad you're coming, buddy. We're looking forward to it. Yeah. So that was something else I was going to bring up. The damn master was coming in to do our ring announcer.
Listen, we talk a lot of trash over the years about promoters and promotions, and we've seen a lot, and I talked to him firsthand a couple of weeks back. You know, one thing's guaranteed. This show is going to happen. Everybody's going to have a good time. The fans that are showing up are going to enjoy themselves. They're going to get a chance to meet their favorite wrestlers, get their pictures. They're going to have a good time. At the end of the night, we're all just there to have a good time, to have a successful event, and to provide it in the future for those who miss it. So that's what IWSWrestling.com, a little teaser there for the fans that haven't gotten a taste, a sample, they can see it.
Nice.
That's right.
I'm going to jump off. I'll let you guys enjoy. Hey, Larry, don't play softball now. Ask him the hard questions. I sent you a list. I look forward to it, and I'll see you all soon.
All right. Thanks a lot, man. Take care. We'll see you down there in Warner Robins.
Oh, Dan. Yeah, he hit me up about 3 weeks ago, man. I love that guy. He is he's a hoot. But, yeah, so he hit me up about 3 weeks ago, and then me and him coming to the negotiation, and I talked to Teddy and him, and we decided to bring him in for ring announcing. We're going to be moving Kenneth Beckner to doing some other stuff. We're going to keep Kenneth on our roster as well, but we're going to put him doing some other stuff. So that's just to kind of clear that up. Kenneth Beckner will be with IWN.
Okay. Steve, you want to get a word in edgewise here?
Yeah. Have you run into any kind of static from any other group? Obviously, you know, Dwayne, you're a guy who's getting along with people, trying to work with people. But you and I both know, if you've been around wrestling for any period of time, there's people who are going to go out of their way to bad talk you or sabotage you. Have you run into any of that kind of stuff? I hope not, but.
Well, you know, to be honest, I have. But I consider them kind of people my fans. You know what I'm saying? Because they people like that throughout my whole career in wrestling and music industry and everything like that, I've always had haters. I've always had people hate me because they never know what I'm going to do. But I will tell you this right here. I'm here to stay. I'm not going anywhere. And I have the backing. I have the sponsors coming in. So I'm not going anywhere. I'm only going to get stronger. And if you work with me, I'm going to work with you. I'm going to put you all over my platform. I'll even put you on my own flyer. I don't care. I just want people to go see pro wrestling. Okay? And the guys who want to hate and bash on me, then you hate and bash on me. But you always remember, y'all sweep up under your front door before you sweep under other people's door because you've done something in your past that you ain't happy with. You know what I'm saying? So at that time, I'm just here to take the IWN, work along with anybody I can to make it successful, And like I said, man, I have had some haters and, you know, people talking and, you know, stuff like that. But I blow stuff off like that. Like I said, them are the people who make me strive even harder. So the more they talk about me, the harder I'm going to work, you know, and the bigger I'm going to grow. And that's the way I felt about it. And I put it in my head a long time ago when I had to have my back surgery in 2008 and get out of something that I really love to do. I love pro wrestling. I love working with Bob. I love working with all them guys. But I had to walk away because of my back. But now I'm back. After 13 years, I went off and I did something else that brought in a group of people that have made me strong and big, and I can do what I want to do. If I want to go run the Macon Coliseum, I can go run it. I can do anything these people do, anything I want to do, because they trust me. Because I have went and made the money, and I have done what I told them I would do. So at that point, I'm here. I'm not going anywhere. So all the talking ain't going to do nothing but hurt your own feelings, because it don't hurt mine. I love all of you. And I hope every show you do is good. I hope God blesses all of you in every show you do. And I hope I'll come and support you. And I have. I've went to a lot of the shows, even the ones that hate on me, and I support them. I pay the ticket at the door to watch them. You know, it's about pro wrestling to me. I just want to make pro wrestling and get this thing kicking back around. Like you said, bring the fans back. And the more we all work together, the more we're going to bring fans in. But you're working against each other, hating on each other, talking stuff, it don't work like that. So I just keep my mouth closed, and I run my shows, and I do what I want to do. That's where I'm at with it.
Yes, sir. Well, before we get away from us, let's promote Saturday. So where are you going to be? How can people get tickets? What time is stuff popping off?
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to open the gates at 6:30. They can go get tickets. If they want to buy them in advance, they can buy them at IWNWrestling.com. They can go there and buy tickets for either one or three of the shows. It's up on there now. They can go buy them, or they can buy them at the door. I'm sure we'll have some at the door. So they can buy them at the door, and the show actually kicks off at 7:30.
Awesome.
And then the following weekend, what buildings are you running in Dothan and in Hanceville?
I'm running the Farm Center. In
really? Oh, the one at the outbuilding?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, yes. And actually, it's a really cool building. When I first went there and said, I was like, nah, I'm not doing this. I'm not going to run in a cattle barn. But then I remembered one time. This is a good story. Me and Randy had went to Abbeville, Georgia, where Steve Armstrong, he booked us on a show down there with him. And we went there, and we ended up working in a pig sale. The ring was set up out there where they brought the pigs in, and we dressed back there where they hauled the pigs. It was so cool. And I'm thinking, yeah, I'm going to do this right here. This is where I'm running in Dothan. So, yeah.
No,
so
it's not a bad building.
Cool. No, it's not bad at all. And so we're doing that. And then we're going to be in, let's see, the second, we're going to be in Hanceville, Alabama. And, you know, I don't even know the name of that building, man. They have a show there every 2 weeks. It's like the second and the fourth Saturday of the month in Hanceville.
Is that the building that New South runs?
Yes, 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 yes.
Oh, that's a nice building.
I can remember that. Yeah, that's a really, really nice building. Yes, yes, it is. It's really nice. I know I said it's Jason, JC Arena, Hanceville, Alabama.
Yeah.
No, I've seen that.
I've not been there, but I've seen it on IWTV when they run there. It looks like a cool building. A nice setup.
I've actually seen this really, really nice. And looking forward to that. You know, we got some good guys over there. We got Zach Mosley, Chase Stevens, Chick Donovan's going to be there. You know, I just love putting Chick. Mike Jackson, Pepper Bottom's going to be there, Chris Nims. They're going to be there. We got some other guys on their card that's going to be there as well. Not sure who they've got working the first and second match. But like I said, I try to give when I go in and just, oh, this is a big announcement I really need to make. Come November the 5th, we're doing a show in Forsyth, Georgia at the Recreation Department with Luke Gallows. IWN is teaming up with Larry Otto, and we're doing a show there.
Mm.
Yes, sir. So that's nice. November the 5th. Yeah,
well, you're going to be all over.
Releasing that. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We're looking at booking more dates. Now, the November the 20th will be our last show this year because we're going to try to do the Christmas thing. But then we will be back, like I said, in January. I'm already getting some dates booked up for January, February. I got a few guys I want to book up so I can use them all the time. Mac being one of them. I know Mac's probably listening to me right now because he was like, Dwayne, don't get on there and mess up. And I said, no, look, Larry and them's going to ask me all the questions. I'm just going to answer them to the best I can. So I ain't going to try to mess up nothing. But no, guys, I'm really excited to be back in the pro wrestling business. Like I said, I was out for 13 years. I had my back surgery in 2008, and I walked away because at that point, I did wrestle three more times after my back surgery, and my back can't handle it. But I'm back being able to be involved in something I really do love and having some fun, you know, because every morning I wake up and I get to do what I love to do, and that's promote. I don't have to go drive a nail. I don't have to do that. I come to my office, and I get out, and I meet people, and I promote shows. So that's fun.
Well, great. Thanks for giving us some of your time tonight. I look forward to seeing you Saturday night down there in Warner Robins. Appreciate it.
Well, yeah. We'll see y'all guys down there, and you just come to the gate or go to the back, and you're welcome. I'll have your pass. You have all access, buddy.
Sounds good to me.
Excellent.
All right. Thanks, guys, for having me.
Yeah. Take care.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. We'll see y'all later.
Sir.
All right. Bye-bye.
Ambition.
I'm telling you.
Thy name is, right? They're really going for it. He seems very confident. I would just assume their sponsors are just, they're in for the long haul, and that's really how you have to do this kind of thing, right?
I'll say this now, that that Dothan Farm Center outside building, but the building in Warner Robins and that arena in Hanceville, those are going to film nice. Those are nice places to do filming. So they've got good choices in that sense. Let's see if they can fill them up with people.
And he's got the right person to run the back, and assuming he's hiring a third-party sort of production company, if they can get their stuff together, that's the one thing that Dwayne is doing for himself. Is he's taking a lot of the most everybody who runs shows in Georgia in particular has to wear a lot of hats, and he's making it that he's only wearing one hat.
Yeah.
Right? And if you look at the most successful promotions – in the state, they're the ones where the promoters wear one hat and one hat only. Right? If all you got to worry about is, I've got a team to do that, I got a team to do that, and I'm just here to make sure the trains run on time and that the show is promoted properly, it bodes well for sure. So we shall see for sure.
Well, we got another a little extra added bonus guest here. I believe we've got Mr. Dave Wills here, do we?
Who else would it be? What's going on, Larry Goodman? Hello, Stephen Platinum. How are you doing today?
Good, man.
It was wonderful. I'll tell you, I'm having a great week. The Homeowners Association I live in is fired. So they suck, so bye, 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 bye. Anyways, that's beside the point. It's going to be a wonderful week. I had a great time this Friday night, one of the best shows I've been to in a long time. Loved up there in Kent in Georgia. That was awesome. Good stuff. I enjoyed it. A little long, but that was okay. That was cool. I enjoyed it.
Well,
good stuff.
I guess you're going to be enjoying yourself this Saturday night in Taylor, South Carolina, huh?
Yeah, and I don't think a bear is going to win the belt coming up and everything. But while I'm at it, I'll go ahead and give you a quick shout-out to some other folks. Hey, Myron. Hey, Nick. I'm on the radio. Anyway, great job, dude. Hey, very happy. And go ahead and buy a drink for Teddy Longbear, the PCW Viewer's Choice Champion, for about 15 minutes. Fantastic stuff. Yes, I'm going to enjoy this Saturday night up in Greenville, South Carolina. Well, it's Taylor's, but it's close enough. It's a suburb. But it's going to be fan-freaking-tastic. We're having an impromptu retirement ceremony for Gerald Briscoe. It's going to be awesome. Y'all come out. Be sure to buy your tickets. Everybody's going to want to be there. Go ahead. It's okay. You can go ahead and bring your signs for the Stooges. You can go ahead and bring your Mean Street Posse signs. It's going to be fantastic because Gerald Briscoe, you talk about wearing a lot of hats, Steve and Larry. Let me tell you, Gerald Briscoe wears a lot of hats. Well, no, it's just a wig. And he put that wig when he signed a match to be in his corner, to be in his son Wes Briscoe's corner to take on the Heat Seeker Matt Sigmund, and I'm in his corner. That's going to be one hell of a match. These two are wrestlers. They're not fighters. You're not going to see a bunch of struggle bus nonsense with a couple of guys going up there throwing half haymakers. These guys are going to go all out, balls to the wall. That's what's going to happen. Excellent wrestler, Matt Sigmund, multiple tag team champion, multiple singles champion. This man is a fantastic wrestler. Wes Briscoe, aside from his daddy, not going to give him any grief or anything, fantastic talent. Wrestled in Melbourne, Florida this weekend on ARW. Tough guy. Been in Aces and Eights. Been all over. He's very, very good, but he has to deal with the fact that Matt Sigmund is just a little bit better. And that's one thing he can't get through his head. That's one thing his senile daddy can't get through his head. Gerald Briscoe did an interview a while back on Neil Koloff's Facebook page that got sent in where he's talking about how he fought Steamboat and Youngblood and they wrestled them upstairs up in Greenville with him and Jack. He kept calling Steamboat and Youngblood Youngbo. What the, Youngboat. What in the hell is that? Dude, you need to go back to the retirement home and eat your pudding and take your prunes and take your Metamucil and go ahead and get your defense change because you're not going to interfere in the match. I'm going to do everything it takes. I've been treated as a joke for years. Steve Putnam thought I was a joke. Everybody else who was down here saying I'm a joke. I'm not a damn joke. Jerry said, well, your only time in the spotlight for 15 minutes of fame was when you cried. I don't even know your name. Let me tell you what my name is. It's Dave Wills. Manager the Heat Seeker Matt Sigmund, who's going to defeat your boy and send you home embarrassed, crying. Oh, God, that's going to be a dank car ride full of damn sadness and heartbreak and depressing moments. It's going to be so bad that Evan Hulsey is going to do a dark side of the ring about it. It's going to be so horrible. That's right. If you're not going to IWN down there, which Larry's going to, come see the main event up here. It's going to be fantastic. 1300 Brushwood Creek Road, Taylor, South Carolina, 9687. Sacrifice the David Cody, a.k.a. Norton Lewis, Memorial Show brought to you by Superstar Wars Wrestling and Overhaul Properties. They're going to have a fan fest at 5. Wrestling starts at 7:30. Tickets, ringside, $25. Ringside, that's premium ringside, $20 is ringside and general admission, $10. Tickets, call 864-355-2800. A lot of talent on the show. All right, what you got? Before I retire Gerald Briscoe, once and for all.
Dave, you got a lot of confidence, and I love it. But you got
no, I don't have a lot of confidence. It's not a confidence. It's a damn guarantee. There's no way that Matt Sigmund's going to lose to That's Not No Punk. You know what's going to happen? Unless one of these low country, low budgets, one of these damn hayseeds up there, these palmetto pussy cats think that they're going to do something to stop it. The promotion's been against me. When I first came in, I was told I'd have T-shirts, and all I got to do is shake hands. No, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to take over South Carolina wrestling, damn it. Let me tell you, also not only am I going to do that, I'm also going to go in there. They said, well, we'll get you T-shirts. I had a guy I wanted to bring in who would blow people's minds. No, you can't bring him in. You can't do that. No, why are we not in the main event? We're the fourth match. Let me tell you, I'm not happy about that either. I have been out of wrestling for a long time, and I wouldn't come back for it unless I got a lot of damn money. But these promotions are treating me like crap. Hell, the old NWA treated me like crap. I got a bunch of grief for a tweet I wrote from some former executive who ain't even in the business anymore. I guess he's on the DL. Good riddance to bad rubbish. I never liked him anyways. He will remain nameless. He's on the DL. Down low, whatever you want to read into it, go ahead. Call your kayfabe sheets. But we've got some great talent on there. What, again, what do you want to ask? I can go all night.
Well, I mean, you do have some really strong talent on this show. I know it's not your show, but I mean,
no, it's not my show, but it's going to be the Matt Sigmund show. There's nothing anybody can do about that. I'll even go through a lineup for people who don't know how to read or search Google or something.
I mean, I am very.
Devin Cruz, Marcus Cross, Kobe Carino, and Saronaro. That's a great match. All of them are great talents. Kobe Carino and Saronaro, hey, they're an NWA. I love the current management. They're wonderful. Thank God the stench of the other ones removed. Randy Wayne and Billy Buck, who you're very familiar with, Larry, against the Heart Killers. That's going to be a good match. David Cody Memorial Battle Royal. That's going to have Lodi. That's going to have Dustin Bosworth. That's going to have the Soul Patrol. Guys, you know. Plus a lot of other people. I think KC Thunder. The list goes on and on. Great talent there. And then it should be the semi-main. We're going to arm wrestle one of the each side coaches. I'm not going to arm wrestle. Matt Sigmund's going to arm wrestling. But I'm going to be over there in the corner making sure that these damn referees who are always going to cheat aren't cheating Matt Sigmund because he's been taken advantage of. He ain't been signed by major promotion because they're all scared of him. And Elliot Ross of the Heat Seekers. Great tag team. Then we're going to have the main event, even though it ain't. Matt Sigmund is going to come in there with me in his corner to take on Wes Briscoe. We've broken down decrepit Gerald Briscoe. I don't like stooges, and he wasn't a funny stooge. The last remembrance for the most of the Attitude Era fans of Gerald Briscoe was a damn evening gown match with Pat Patterson. Guess what? Boy, that was over. Give me a freaking break. Yeah, we're going to go ahead, take him out. He's going to be so sad and so heartbroken. His butt's going to retire that night. So that's good. Come up here. Go ahead. Bring some extra Metamucil. Bring some wheelchairs. He'll love it. Gerald, if he knows where he's at, he'll probably think he's wrestling a young boat or whoever he thought he was the other night. Then here's a match that Georgia fans will know, Logan Creed against Michael Judas. That's a match I'd pay to see. But I don't have to because I'm a damn talent.
Now,
NWA, John Schuyler, also a great match. Nikita Koloff manages Neil Koloff and Alexander Koloff versus Brian Pillman Jr. and Crazy Steve. Now, I never have cared too much for Nikita Koloff because him and Uncle Ivan put that Russian flag over the cowboy. But he's going to take his nephews in there. I don't know how that happened. Who knows? Maybe there's something in Minneapolis, Russia or something. I don't know. But his nephew's going to take – I'm sure he's going to take out Brian Pillman Jr. MJF, night off. Don't worry about him. We got him. Or they got him. I don't got him. But that take care of. And then the main event, which shouldn't be. Well, I don't know. It should be. These two are great talents. So I'm not going to take none off of them. Two Code Scorpio takes on EC3. That's going to be something that's going to be tremendous. I look forward to seeing that. Two Code Scorpio wrestled up in Chicago. I was up in Chicago. I got to see Scorp for a minute. Great dude. Love Scorp. And I'm interested to see how he does VC3. He's made his little comeback himself. And he'll be down there. But before then, now I'm not happy about this. Being that Wes Briscoe has threatened me on social media, cyberbullying, you shouldn't do that. How are we going to be a fine example of these children over there at Eastside High if he's cyberbullying and threatening me? Ridiculous. He should be put in a corner and spanked by the friends of his arm wrestling Matt Sigmund. But Wes Briscoe's threatened me, and Gerald Briscoe's also said he might get a hold of me. So I told the promotion, no Superstar Wars of Wrestling. I'm not even going to go there. I feel it's a hostile work environment. I am going to go and just show up for the match, and we're going to win, take our purse, take the winner's share, of course, and we're going to go home. But no, they told me that when I sign a contract, I sign for the entire day. So I have to appear at the Fan Fest, or they're going to file a grievance and put legal papers out on me with the South Carolina Athletic Commission, and they're going to try to revoke both mine and Matt Sigmund's licenses and issue a large fine and declare Wes Briscoe the winner by forfeit. Well, I'm not going to let some old geezer's son defeat one of the best wrestlers who is unsigned talent anywhere. That's not an option. That is zero. Absolutely not. In school, that would be you get a letter grade of U for unacceptable or F for fail. Not, absolutely not going to happen. So I got to go to the Fan Fest, and I got to be nice and shake hands, and so be it. That's fine. They don't want to respond to me on Twitter because of Outtalk Jerry. Wes don't say too much. That's fine. No one wants to hear what he had to say. God knows no one wants to see Jerry Briscoe. I mean, really, they could do us all a favor and have Jerry stay at home. I have no problem. I want to let the promoters know that if Wes Briscoe and Gerald Briscoe wish to go ahead and bow out gracefully, that's perfectly all right. I won't take offense. I've already said that he's a great talent. Jerry was a great talent, too. The man has a fantastic talent. And being a hanger-on and going out there and hanging behind somebody, whether it's Vince, Pat, or Jack. And now he's coming up there, and his boy's hiding behind him. Boy, I tell you, Briscoe family tradition. Not going to happen. So I got to go play nice at the Fan Fest. So I'll be up there signing autographs or what the hell ever. Maybe I'll get some money off these rubes if they have any left. They're probably spending it on something they shouldn't. Probably Pabst Blue Ribbon or Natural Light or whatever. I don't know what low country, low-budget drink, but I'm sure it's a lot. And I don't know what brand, but it don't make a difference anyways. So I got to go play nice. But then at 7:30, we don't got to play nice anymore. I am going to go in there and do everything I can to make sure my client wins victory. I know Gerald Briscoe's threatened to hurt me, and I know Wes Briscoe's threatened to hurt me. I know there's a danger of that. They may crucify me. If they want to crucify me and hurt me, well, hazards of the ring, hazards of the business, the real dark side of the ring. They can bring their damn 10-penny nails. Jerry Briscoe, bring a couple of 2x8s if you can figure out how to lift them. Crucify me all you want, but at the end of the night, that bell's going to ring, and Matt Seaman will get his hand raised by the referee one way or the other, and I'm going to make sure that happens. And there's nothing that Gerald Briscoe can do about it. He's a legend in his own damn mind that he lost going down the road. Don't believe it. Ain't going to worry. He's going to get retired. He's going to do a great job on his podcast with Bradshaw. He does a wonderful job on that. We're going to give him more time to do it.
Are you
That's
telling
what we're
going
me,
to
do.
Dave, that it wouldn't mean the world to you if you were to retire Gerald Briscoe? Come on, man. It's me and you talking. As big
what are you
of
talking
a
about?
Fan as
What's
you
the
were,
question?
Wouldn't that be the ultimate? Like, as much as you're downplaying Gerald Briscoe, if you were to retire him, would that not be the thing that you would want to be known for?
No, I have other plans. I have other things and other goals in life, and I'm going to accomplish those goals too, and they're my business and none of anybody else's damn business. But I tell you right now, as far as retiring him, there's only one way to be a legend. That's to beat one. And I know, I'm sorry, I want him to sign a waiver that he's not going to sue me or Matt Seaman for elder abuse, because let me tell you something. The man just celebrated his birthday. Happy 138-year-old birthday, Jerry Briscoe. You've been around forever. That's okay. Go ahead, Methuselah. I tell you right now, he should step out of the way and let the young lions of wrestling like Chick Donovan get their shot. Talk about a hanger-on, Jerry Briscoe. Give me a freaking break. And you know what? I'm a fair man. I'm an honest man. We're going to do the only thing that's right. Ricky the Dragon Steamboat, Steamer, this one's for you. We're going to put out a man who gave you a lot of trouble. You're welcome. I know you're rooting for us, Ricky the Dragon. Call me. I'll help you get a comeback, too.
Dave, I know this isn't your issue, and we should have asked this to Dwayne Bell when he was on, but it's you mentioned Michael Judas versus Logan Creed. He's also on the poster for the show down there in Warner Robins. I wonder which one he's going to be at.
I didn't print it. I don't know what's going on. All I know is one thing. It's going to be one hell of a match with him and Logan Creed in Greenville. If he's down there, well, who knows? I'm not here to figure this out. I'm talking about tunnel vision. Gerald Briscoe said, I don't know much about Mike Saban in his interview. Yes, sir, Mr. Mike, man. He said, I guess I'll be studying some YouTube. Dude, it's too damn late. I know where your boy is. I know he was in Melbourne on Saturday night. I know what he's doing. I know what he's doing right now. You had a big piece of birthday cake the other day, Jerry Briscoe. Probably drank way too many Budweisers. That's okay. When you retire, the first beer's on me. And knowing how you drool, it'll probably be on you as well. Gerald Briscoe is going down, and I hope he enjoyed his birthday cake. He'll have plenty of time. He can eat some more birthday cake at the house. That's going to be a wonderful thing. You know, everybody, there's always cakes in wrestling, which is ridiculous. I tell you what the worst kind of cake in the world is. The worst kind of cake in the world is Red Velvet. Come on, Wes Briscoe. Talk back to me. You don't respect your elderly daddy. Damn it, you better respect your better, who is me. But don't think about me. Think about Matt Seaman. He's going to beat you in the ring. He's got all the tools, all the gifts. He is what a wrestler looks like. He is what a wrestler can do. I want you to show up healthy. I want you to show up in great shape. I want you to be better than you ever have been in TNA or Aces and Eights or ARW. I want you to do everything you can to win, because all that's going to do is make our victory just a little bit sweeter. And when we beat the coach at Eastside High in arm wrestling and he gets splashed, and I'm not talking Scott Norton, let me tell you, that's going to be joy, because every one of them juvenile delinquents who got an F is going to cheer for us, and I really want them to cheer for me, but if they want to cheer for Matt Seaman, that's fine. If your coach is a loser, so be it. If he's a winner, try to beat Matt Seaman. I ain't going to let it happen, and I would never cheat, of course.
Dave, all I can say is that you've done a lot of talking here. I hope you can back it up.
I don't have to back it up. I'm not in the ring. I just got to keep a man who can't even figure out where he's at right now out of the ring. Hell, he'll probably think I'm Young Boat. Give me a break. I have no problem. I don't got to do a damn thing. I could stay in the back, but because all these crooked referees and all these horrible cheating and all these terrible bias fans who's probably going to like Jerry Briscoe because he was part of the Stooges. I'll even admit, I like Jerry Briscoe and the Stooges. I thought him and the Mean Street Posse were a great little feud. I rooted for the Stooges against them. But see, we all make mistakes in life. You've made mistakes, Larry, Steven, you've made mistakes. Well, that was one of mine. And while I think it would have been interesting if they won the World Tag Team titles in WWF, even Mr. Mike Mann wasn't going to give him a shot because he knew better. Highest quarter rating in Raw history at the time. Maybe still standing today. God knows ain't nobody watching that. They're listening to Tipping Point. But if anybody up in the northern area of towards South Carolina, North Carolina, all over those places, is not going to IWN, which got for top billing, which shouldn't have, come up to Taylor, South Carolina. Go to Greenville, follow the signs. Put it in your damn GPS, Brushy Creek Road. Go ahead. Buy your ticket. Buy your ticket. As we say, bon voyage to a Titanic that should have been gone a long time ago. Gerald Briscoe, I wish you well in your retirement, because it's going to be so sad when your boy goes down. And just makes me tear up, which is not the first thing that had, but watching the match with him would. God.
Thank you, Mr. Wills.
You're most welcome. It's been your pleasure. And, you know, if something happens, send Rob Broad or whoever. Send somebody up there. It's going to be news. We're going to fill up that high school, or at least part of it. It don't make a difference. COVID be damned. We're going to have some fun. It's going to be a great show. Meet and greet at 5, 7:30 p.m. bell time. For tickets up in the Carolina area or the North Georgia area or any other area, go ahead and make a phone call tonight, tomorrow. If the line is busy or you get a voicemail, leave one. Don't be sad as hell. Eastside High School, 1300 Brushy Creek Road, Taylor, South Carolina, the Greenville area, Saturday night, 864-355-2800. For all my Spanish friends out there, my Spanish, 864-355-2800. You got it? Get it? Good. All right. Very good.
Thank you, sir.
Here you go, Platinum. I got all day.
Well, Dave, we certainly wish you the best of luck. I will be waiting with bated breath to see what happens on that show. Because it sounds to me like you're ready to lock horns. I know you're saying it's about your guy, but it sounds to me like you're ready to lock horns. So
I am not a professional wrestler.
About it.
I'm not a professional wrestler. As a matter of fact, I just hang out around wrestling. I might be at any show you've seen. I'm always nice. But I got my South Carolina license, and I'm going to go ahead and lead this man to victory. I'm tired of people getting held back. Matt Sigmund's been held back. Elliot Russell's been held back. The Heat Seekers. And let me tell you something. I already have a plan. While Gerald Briscoe's just getting to kindergarten, I've already graduated with two PhDs. You never know what I might do. I might just have Elliot Russell down there at a convenience store. Who's to say my buddy Curtis might not be around? He could always be around. God knows I take him where he goes. Shoot. Thunderfoot likes money. He might decide to buy a ringside ticket. And God, if the Barbarian showed up, that would right so many wrongs in wrestling today. He's still the damn greatest. Him and Samoa Joe could still do a program. Don't argue with me. You'll lose. I still got it. They still got it. And I'd love to see one of them show up. I got a plan. And for every plan he's got, I got two or three backups. And I may have backup with me.
Okay.
Sounds good. Later, my friends.
Thank you.
You're most welcome.
Whew. Are you there, Steve? Yeah.
I am. Oh, I'm here.
Yeah.
As a writing teacher of mine would say, when I was getting my PhD and, there was, you had all these top hotshot writers, right, for the most part. And once a class, Larry, you would take your story and you would make copies for everybody. And it was a nerve-wracking experience, right, because they would all be reading your story. And you would be looking at all their faces to see what they thought. And, the writing teacher, Frederick Bartholomew was his name. Everybody was, really scared because that guy could affect your career, right? And he would, there would be sort of three levels of, it would either be, wish I wrote it, which was the highest compliment, right? Wish I wrote it meant he would read something that you wrote and just go like, damn, that was so good, I wish I wrote it. Then there was, he would take your story and drop it in the trash can and then pull his pants down and squat on top of the trash can. That's the one that you didn't want. But if he was feeling charitable, instead of squatting on the thing, he would just go, well, I mean, that happened. And he would just leave it at that. So, after that Hurricane Wills, I'll just say, that happened.
All right.
So, Larry, you're going to be at IWN?
I'm probably going to be at IWN. And, we didn't even touch on Friday night, which I will very briefly. Action Wrestling has a big show in Tyrone. Stacked card. Anthony Henry's return to the Independence. Ooh. And a lot of the usual great roster they have. Logan Creed's going to be there. We don't know where he's going to be Saturday night. But that's where he's going to be Friday night. Eric Royal, Alex Kane, AC Mack, O'Shea Edwards, Shug D, big card. And then also PCW has their big show. Swamp Rules.
Yeah, Swamp Rules happening, baby. So you're going to have Brad Cash and you're going to have Butch Herr. So that is going to be bananas. Off the heels of his victory, but I'll say narrow victory, over Matthew Hankins. Bled buckets, gave it all, but at the end of the day, it's Brad Cash who's being sort of the shark man. Going to have those shark teeth in the house, and we'll see if he can get them on Butch Herr. So
and
that's going
Nick
on
Halen.
Saturday, and then
Nick yes. Halen, Najis in match 7, and Sal Renaro coming to PCW. So, yeah, lots of stuff this weekend.
And that match
sure.
7 is going to be a 2 out of 3 falls, so it's actually going to be match 7, 8, and possibly 9. So that's absolutely bonkers. And then Saturday, of course, we got IWN. Larry's going to be there. We got the show in South Carolina that Dave Wills just talked about. And then I am going to be at IWE for an absolutely bonkers card. Trisha Dora, who's going to be a guest, but she got hurt, so she's not going to be on that show either. So she's probably going to be replaced by Slim J. So it's going to be Slim J against Wrestler of the Year candidate David Ali.
Nice.
Amongst other great matches. So that's going to be fantastic. Whew. So certainly a lot going on, Larry. What are your expectations for IWN? What are you looking forward to seeing the most or checking out?
Well, I want to see, you know, as he alluded to, they were disorganized the first show. How does the production go? How does the show flow? And how does the crowd react to it?
Yeah, man.
So that's it. And then of course I also hope to be at PCW Friday night. I mean, I'd love to be both at the action show and PCW Friday night, but I think I'm going to go to PCW because that's just going to be fun.
Yeah, that's going to be bananas. I mean, I forgot about Nick Halen and Naja. Can you imagine what's going to happen, Larry? I can't even. They're going to go big, though. That's one thing to say about PCW. They're going to go big, and that show promises to be pretty incredible. In any case, thank you to our guests, including our run-in guest, Dan Masters. Boy, it's been a minute since we heard from him on the show, huh?
It's been
that was something else.
I believe more than 10 years since he announced the show in Georgia, so that's interesting, too.
Holy guacamole. I didn't get a chance to ask him. Is he going to be part of all three of those IWE shows? Or is this show this Saturday?
I do not know that. I think that may depend on how trans can continue to work out coming from – because he's coming in from L.A. to do this.
Right, right.
So we'll see about how that plays out.
Well, Larry's going to be about, I'm going to be about, and Rob Rod right now, he's holed up in the hospital. So we wish him all the best.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
He had a pneumonia, right? So he's
crap.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So send him your well wishes and best wishes, too, to Cumberbatch, who's a deathmatch wrestler in the Colorado area. Took a bad, bad bump, and so he's in the hospital. But feeling has come back to his extremities, thank goodness. And they've already raised more than 10 grand for him. So that's also great. So kudos to that group in Colorado. That was what I was on the phone about yesterday. Be careful out there, everybody. Be safe and have fun. And for Larry Goodman, I'm Stephen Platinum. Thank you again to our guests. And we're going to see you in a couple of weeks once again on The Tipping Point.
We thank you for listening to this broadcast, a production brought to you by the GWH Radio Network. Stay tuned to GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com for the latest information on upcoming events and more. As always, we thank you for your continued support.